Watching Raul Castro's handshake with President Obama got me thinking about how many communist countries are left in the world. For the answer, we called up Robert Service. He's a professor of Russian history at the University of Oxford. He wrote Comrades, A History of World Communism. We posed a question to listeners early in the show, Robert, about what are the last remaining communist countries in the world. I tried my hand and got 3 out of 5. List all 5 for us, if you would, please.
Well, the ones that call themselves communist are North Korea, Cuba, Laos, Vietnam still does, and so does China.
Right. Well, I missed Laos and Vietnam. I want to ask you about China, though, because I think a lot of people would argue that, okay, politically there's only one party, but it's these days far from a communist state.
Yeah, China is one of these very complex, brittle systems. They've got a capitalist economy. They run according to the principles of the market, but they've still got this one-party state. And they've still got labor camps. They've still got the classic police authoritarianism that the old USSR used to have.
Of those countries that you listed, which is the most ideologically communist, would you say?
Oh, there's absolutely no question about it. North Korea is the most severe form of communism that there ever has been in the years following the Second World War. I mean, its economy, its society, and its politics, all of them are thoroughly communized, and it can't feed itself. It just cannot sustain itself despite all of its boasts.
Well, not that feeding oneself was ever a gauge of communism, but I mean, is communism in its original form dying or even dead, would you say?
Oh, I think in its original form, Marco, it's long been dead. Originally, it was meant to spread all around the world. When the Chinese go to Africa, they aren't taking communism. They're taking the market economy in one of its wildest forms. We're not talking about the sort of expansionist communism of the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, any longer anywhere in the world.
Well, RIP communism. Back to one of those countries, Cuba. We spoke with Julia Zweig earlier about the importance of a handshake in history. And I'm wondering about your reaction to President Obama's handshake with Raul Castro today at Nelson Mandela's funeral. Were you surprised?
I was surprised. There was no big buildup towards it. The exacerbation of relations between Cuba and America has always been much more intense than that between China and America, although they had really bad relations in the 1960s. It still was a historic event, the holding out of a hand.
Yeah, an interesting handshake at a memorial service for Nelson Mandela, who maybe talk a little bit about his ties to Marxism. He was one.
Yeah, that's a very good point. In his early life, he dallied with communism. Communism seemed to stand for anti-colonialism. So it was attractive to a lot of black African militants who wanted rid of white colonial control all over the continent. But as soon as he had time to reflect on what that might involve for South Africa, he adopted a policy of keeping the South African Communist Party at a distance. He made his peace with his former enemies, and he ditched communism. He totally ditched it.
A lot of people evolve.
Well, that's the way with history. I mean, history is a sort of tangled web of contradictions. Who would have thought 30 years ago that we'd only be talking about 5 states that have any kind of official adherence to communism any longer? It's all happened so very, very quickly.
Oxford University Professor Robert Service, he's the author of Comrades, A History of World Communism. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.